USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The diplomatic channels have been busy between Washington and Moscow. President Biden met with his new German counterpart, Olaf Scholz, vowing that the crucial Nord Stream 2, Russia-to-Germany gas pipeline, will be blocked if Russia further invades Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with French President Emmanuel Macron for more than 5 hours. Putin says it's the U.S. and its allies the only ones talking invasion. Russia has been adding military power at the border with Ukraine. The Biden administration says the Kremlin could launch an invasion at any moment. Police in Richland, Washington, looking for a gunman who shot up the inside of a Fred Meyer store. The Associated Press says a white man with a handgun may have fled the scene after the shooting. One person is dead, another is injured. Police are asking residents to avoid the area. The Dow gained a point and a quarter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Supreme Court put a hold on a lower court ruling that Alabama draw new congressional districts. The three-judge panel on the lower court ruled that the state likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting the political power of black voters by not creating a second district in which they made up a majority. Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Samuel Alito, part of the high court's conservative majority, said the lower court's order came too close to the 2022 election cycle. Streaming giant Spotify is standing by Joe Rogan, the world's most popular podcaster, who has cost the company content over his comments concerning COVID. Several music artists have requested their songs be removed from the platform because of it, and that was before a video of him using racial slurs had surfaced. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek condemned Rogan's language and agreed with past episodes being removed, but Ek says that canceling voices is a slippery slope. The Dow ended the day flat, the Nasdaq and S&P was down. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The airline industry is taking a tough stance against unruly passengers, making the skies not so friendly. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The FAA logged close to 6,000 cases of unruly passenger behavior in 2021, with close to 72% of incidents stemming from mask mandates on planes. This as Delta CEO Ed Bastian has called for the Justice Department to enact a no-fly list not once, but twice within the past year, most recently Friday. When it comes to enacting that no-fly list, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg joined CNN and says,
I think we need to take a look at it. The airlines are often doing their own internal no-fly list. Some of them have spoken about maybe coordinating on that, and we're looking at these policy recommendations as well. Not that we're waiting for that in order to take action. The FAA has a zero-tolerance policy. Fines have been increased. Enforcement has been increased. We've seen some encouraging news in terms of downward trends in unruly incidents, but let's be very clear. This is happening at an unacceptable rate. Anything besides zero is an unacceptable rate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More news for you anytime, anywhere. Log on to usaradio.com. Look for us on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.